Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
We ask them now, okay, has it gotten better? And very few people say that it has. In fact, many say they feel it's gotten worse. And inflation is the reason that they say that. But what's also interesting is we ask them, okay, look back to the economy during the Trump years. Mm-hmm. How do you remember it? And the majority say they remember it as being good.
Because they forget about the pandemic.
Well, they seem to be skipping over the pandemic. And that's exactly what that tells you in their memory of this. But it also explains now when you ask them, okay, now let's look forward. They say, more say, they feel they'd be financially better off under Donald Trump. And that cuts directly to vote. And that is helping the former president.
Don't fall out of your chair, but that was a CBS poll where they were talking about swing state voters and how they are looking at the presidencies. We like I said earlier in the show, we, in 2016, both parties had to go out and find themselves a nominee that was going to have to win their party over and then, of course, win the country over to become the president of the United States. Donald Trump was able to do that in 2016. Now we have the power of incumbency for both Donald Trump and Joe Biden going head to head. And if you look at these polls that are out there right now, this is a CNN poll with, do you see Trump's Biden's years in the White House is a success or failure? It's 2024, folks, and 55% of the people surveyed see Donald Trump's presidency, his years as a president, as a success, and 39% see Joe Biden's time in office as a success. And a huge majority of this comes from people and their economic position on how they feel about what is taking place economically, personally, in their lives at the gas pump, in their checking accounts. If you see wages going up, but costs are going up faster, how are you supposed to feel good about that? Let's talk to our friend Steve Moore about it, distinguished fellow in economics at the Heritage Foundation, also a Trump economic advisor. Steve, welcome back to the show. It's good to have you here.
Hey, Annie. Good to be with you. And by the way, the answer to your question is you can't really feel very good about this unless there's some people who are doing better, but the vast majority of people are doing the same or worse in terms of their financial situation. And Americans know it. And no matter how many times you try to spin it, you know, it's not going to change people's feeling of financial stress. So this is now, what was the number I saw you? You said it was what, 39%
considered the Biden administration's years a as a success and 55% for Trump, which to me is
that's
huge.
Amazing. That's an amazing number, actually, because, you know, there's so many people just, you know, don't like Trump. And I'm surprised they would, you know, you get a majority would say that he was a success. And, I believe he was. I think, I don't think the way he handled COVID was a huge success, but, you know, the way he handled the economy was amazing.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Let me just put it like this. As you know, I'm working as a Trump economic advisor and, you know, meet with the president pretty regularly. That is President Trump. And we want this to be about the economy.
Yes.
We want a debate. If this is a debate about the economy, then Trump is going to win. There's no doubt in my mind. Now, if it's about abortion, if it's about January 6th, if it's other issues that where Republicans might not have the advantage, then, you know, but we want it focused on, you know, gas prices, mortgage payments, you know, utility bills, what's happening with your, you know, finance, your bank accounts, your credit cards. Then I think people realize that, hey, wait a minute, we just borrowed, you know, the country just borrowed $7 trillion. What did we get for it? Nothing.
Yeah, I want to beat you to it this week because I do read the Unleashed Prosperity Hotline, and I'm going to encourage people to do it. And I want to say it before you tell people to do it. But the number two story on here shows Biden's 40% energy tax. I keep hearing Joe Biden talk about how much people are doing better now, and it's clear that Americans through these polls don't feel that way. But energy is such a he's got his fingerprints all over it. So this is something he has been able to affect, and it has not panned out well for Americans. What can you tell us about Joe Biden's actions and how a Donald Trump presidency might flip that on the benefit for voters and taxpayers?
Yeah. So do you remember, Annie, what Biden's first act with president was?
Keystone Pipeline. Goodbye.
Yeah, the pipeline. He killed the pipeline. You know, so that was sending a message to, you know, the American people. I'm going to, you know, bankrupt the, and he even said for president, I'm going to try to bankrupt the coal industry. Well, gee, guess what? We have more oil than any other country in the world. We get 83% of our, energy from those sources. And so this idea that we're going to, and by the way, that's the reason that energy is 40% more expensive, because if you reduce the supply of something, guess what? Its price goes up. But here's something, I don't know, I think we had this in the hotline on Friday, not today, that the Biden administration put out this directive, I think it was by the EPA, saying that all freight and cargo transportation in the country has to be on a carbon neutral form of energy. And so think about this. So now, there's tens of billions of dollars of freight that crisscrosses all over the country every single day. We're a big country. And imagine you've got a 10 ton truck, you know, that you're carrying heavy equipment across the country. You're going to do that on an electric battery? Really? I mean, so they're saying, you know, the trucks have to use batteries, not diesel. They're saying the cars have to use, have to all be electric. What about the ships? A lot of the ships are carrying what are we going to do using, are we going to use sailboats?
I mean, don't say that out loud, Steve. Don't put that out there.
And the rail, too. I mean, our rail service uses diesel, and that, you know, we have a very efficient rail cargo system, and the freight rail. And now we're going to, they can't do, there isn't even a battery that exists that will allow that to happen. So you're going to destroy the transportation system. And by the way, if you do that, what's that going to mean for the price of everything from groceries to gasoline? It's going to, you know, increase the price of everything. This is just a very, very dangerous idea. Now, he's not going to do it overnight, but he says, you know, the next 10 years, we're going to, you know, use none of these, so-called, greenhouse gas emitting fuels. That's not going to go well for the country.
Yeah, it isn't. And it hasn't been. And he's doubling down on it. Do you think Howard Stern had a love fest with Joe Biden that Joe Biden was basically just physically present for, it seems. But he did manage to say that he would debate Donald Trump. And I think a lot of people probably went, oh my gosh, why did he say that out loud to Howard Stern? Does Donald Trump need a debate with Joe Biden to communicate to the American people the stark difference between the choice that they have on November? Is a debate necessary?
That's a good question. I think one of the things that went wrong in the 2020 campaign was, remember, everybody was thinking, oh, Trump is going to destroy the, you know, brain-addled, you know, Joe Biden. And, you know, he went out and debated him, and it was, you know, a terrible performance by Trump. You know, it's just terrible. And I think it's one of the reasons he lost, because Biden was able to stand at the podium for an hour and a half and at least not embarrass himself. And Trump was rude, and, you know, that guy, it was the bad Trump.
Yeah.
And so, But on the other hand, his last debate he had with Hillary, he just creamed Hillary, and that's why he, you know, won that election. So does he need to have the debate with Biden? No. But I'll tell you this, we want to see, you know, I think the whole country wants to see it. And I think those of us who support Trump want to see it, because Trump can, you know, can put out all the ideas. I'm for border security. I'm for producing American energy. I'm for fighting crime. I'm for, you know, deregulating the economy. I'm for cutting our taxes. Blah, blah, blah. And I think the contrast is so sharp between these two candidates that the American people need to see that.
Yeah, I agree. And I think it would be a disaster for Joe Biden to show up. But if he wants to be the president, he needs to show up and show the American people that he can.
Do you think he will?
Here's what I think is going to happen. Yes, I think he will agree to a debate. I think it'll be a week before Election Day, where it won't matter for the majority of Democrat voters, because they'll probably have voted by then. And he'll set the terms, and it'll be with people who are super sympathetic to the Democrat cause. So I think he'll do it. But everything that they can put their finger on the scale for him will be done. And it'll be so close to the election that it won't matter.
Well,
as much
you raise a good caution, though. I mean, I've been watching these presidential debates for, you know, 35 years. And have you noticed that the moderators are almost all they're pro-Democrat?
Oh,
you know?
For sure. Yeah.
You know, remember the debate between Obama and Romney. And I'm not a big Romney fan, but, you know, Candy Crowley, she kept rescuing Obama.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
She wasn't neutral. She was
Donna,
you know.
Brazil gave Hillary Clinton the questions. I mean, it was
exactly.
It's even worse than that. One last question before we let you go is you talked about Donald Trump's performance in that one where he was really hostile and angry. And you said the words bad Trump. But I have talked to a lot of people who know Donald Trump personally, and they talk about how personally attentive he is when people are speaking to him, charming and kind, and it is what I would qualify as the good Trump. I just want to know from, like, what is the Donald Trump that you want people to know about and see, since you do know him in a personal sense?
Well, this is a really great point. And, you know, look, I know the good Trump, and I think most Americans, you know, even a lot of people who support him, don't know what a good man this is. I mean, he is a good man, and he's a great man, and I think he was very kind, and that may surprise people, but he is very kind. You know, I mean, when I was under pressure, when I was being attacked, you know, he came to my rescue all the time. He'd call me when I was feeling down about it, you know, and I noticed when I was at the Super Bowl party that he had at Mar-a-Lago. And I just watched him, just observed him through that whole 2.5 hour, you know, dinner. And he goes up to people and he's a little, and I don't think this the wrong way, but he reminds me a lot of Bill Clinton. I mean, Bill Clinton's one of the most personable, you know, politicians I've ever met, you know, and Trump has that quality of just making you feel special when you're around him. And, hey, Steve, is that hamburger okay? You know, like the president's asking me if my hamburger is okay. But he does that with everyone. And now, if you try to double cross him, he's going to come in, you know. But if you're loyal to him, he'll be loyal to you. And I've just seen it so many times when at the rallies, he'll come up to the person in the wheelchair, spend time with the, you know, least among us. So you're right. I'm so glad you said that. This is a man who cares about the country and cares about American people.
Yeah. I think it's so much.
He loves people.
More important to understand what people are like in the quieter places or the less populated places. And when you flip that script on some of the other people who are, I guess, representing us in government, the stories aren't as savory as that one. So I wanted to give you the opportunity.
Well, you know, I'll tell you one last story, and then I know we got a break. But, you know, I remember, you know, when I fly with him, you know, sometimes, but sometimes on this campaign trail, nobody can keep up with this guy. By the way, he's a freak of nature. His energy level is, you know, I'd do 1 or 2 days with him, I'd be totally exhausted. But, you know, it's so funny when we get on the plane, you know, it was always the same. It was McDonald's, Big Macs for lunch and Domino's pizza for dinner. He's
That's
a man
fantastic.
Of the people.
Yeah. Yes. People do understand that. We appreciate
you. And by
the
way, he does not drink. He does not. Did you know that?
Yes. I think that's been an amazing part of his story with us. Steve Moore, thank you for being with us. We appreciate you.
Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Selling a little or a lot? Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage, to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Shopify is here to help you grow. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell everywhere. From their all-in-one e-commerce platform to their in-person POS system, wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify's got you covered. Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers with the internet's best converting checkout. 15% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms. And sell more with less effort thanks to Shopify Magic, your AI-powered all-star. Shopify powers 10% of all e-commerce in the U.S. And Shopify is the global force behind Allbirds, Rothy's, and Brooklinen, and millions of other entrepreneurs of every size across 175 countries. Plus, Shopify's award-winning 24/7 help is there to support your success every step of the way. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odyssey podcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odyssey podcast now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. Shopify.com/odyssey podcast.
Okay, see you
we'll
guys.
Talk to you again next week. Bye-bye. Distinguished Fellow in Economics at the Heritage Foundation and Trump Economic Advisor. Talking about Donald Trump, and that's, I do really think that this is something, I wish that there was a way to hone in on that part of Donald Trump, like real stories of Donald Trump, like real stories of Donald Trump, because Brad, as you've been working with this show and gotten to talk to some of the people who I've gotten to talk to, who know him personally, who work with him, that they have story after story after story. And it's not kindness from Trump to the person we're talking to.
Right.
It's exactly like what Steve Moore just said. It's when he's around people in a room. I'm not talking about at a rally where cameras are on him. It's when cameras are off of him. He has kindness and generosity. And, like, is that the real Trump? Or is the fighting against Joe Biden in that one debate the real Trump? They're probably both part of the same man, but it's not like there's only one angle to that.
Right.
Story.
I was going
to
say, I think they're both the real Trump, but they're the real Trump in the different situations. And what you see is you see a genuine individual whenever he's meeting with people in person. And then whenever he has to be a showman or a fighter, he becomes that person for the rallies. He becomes that person for debates. He becomes what he needs to be in those situations. Like you said, it's a multifaceted personality, and we're all like that. We all have different ways we act in different situations that is appropriate for the situation.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Odyssey is giving you a chance to win a trip to London to see Taylor Swift at the Eras Tour. It's Tay in the UK.
Hey, it's Taylor.
Just download the free Odyssey app, log in and listen to a participating station for a minimum of 60 minutes to get your daily entry. And you could win a chance to fly off to London with three friends and see Taylor.
I can't wait to see you at the Eras Tour in London.
For more, go to odyssey.com/Taylor.
Tay in the UK.
It's on the Odyssey app.
Thanks to Republic Records.
This is a national contest.